The mayor of the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, has been buying prescription drugs in Canada for his city's employees. It's a move he hopes will keep his city solvent. It is also in direct defiance of the Food and Drug Administration's ban on buying Canadian drugs in bulk. The mayor will travel to Washington, D.C. soon to make his case before the FDA. Meanwhile, the agency is getting more assertive in enforcing its ban, as more and more cities are considering following Springfield's example. Pippin Ross reports.
Mayor Mike Albano walks out of the marble and wrought iron foyer of Springfield City Hall. Its classic revival architecture is testimony to what was once a manufacturing mecca. Now, Albano looks out at a city park filled with homeless people and debris. It's a gritty scene that's convinced the two-term mayor to call it quits.
I came into this business to do things for people, not to lay teachers off and firefighters and police officers and public servants. There's a time to stay, there's a time to go. It's a time to go right now.
But before he goes, he's trying to stop the hemorrhage of city services by reining in the cost of providing medical insurance to 9,000 city employees and their dependents. It amounts to $67 million a year, nearly 20% of the city's entire budget.
I can't control the cost of hospitals. I can't control the cost of physicians. But I can control the cost of prescription medications, and that's what we're doing. That's why this is a responsible action to take by a mayor of a mid-sized city.
What he's doing is offering city employees the option of getting their prescriptions from one of several Canadian pharmacies. If enough people sign up, he says, it will allow him to hire back some of the 320 police officers, firefighters, teachers, and other city employees he's had to lay off. Albano's decision to defy the FDA's ban on bulk drug purchases from Canada is deeply personal. His 13-year-old son has diabetes. The mayor used to buy his supplies here at the CVS on Main Street.
He takes two types of insulin. Three times a day. So, again, we've done the calculations, and what we were paying last year at CVS and what we're paying in Canada this year, $852 difference.
But the FDA says the trade-off is the risk that comes with unregulated drugs. William Hubbard is the FDA's Associate Commissioner of Policy. He says drugs from Canada aren't reliable, and the agency has already sent a warning letter to Albano's Canadian supplier, Canarex.
We made a purchase from the business that Mayor Albano is using, and we ordered a drug that must be refrigerated in order to be safe, and it arrived unrefrigerated. While I can't quantify the risk as these drugs being half as safe or whatever, we know that they are not as safe, that they are not as well made and as well controlled and as well regulated as drugs that an American would get from their local pharmacy.
Hubbard says that if a drug from Canada hurts someone because it's tainted, ineffective, or counterfeit, a city like Springfield is liable. Does that concern Albano?
No, and if I had any safety concerns, I wouldn't let my son inject himself three times a day with insulin. But the product is made in America. It's coming from Canada, and for whatever reason, the prices are 20 to 80% less expensive in Canada's.
It's illegal for anyone but the drug's manufacturer to reimport a drug made in the U.S. and shipped to another country. And it's illegal to consume drugs not manufactured in an FDA-approved facility. That's the law. But in reality, the FDA doesn't always have the ways or means to enforce it. That accounts for all those seniors taking bus rides to Canada to buy their drugs. Albano is banking on that gap between what the law is and what's happening in reality to make his case. But it's not clear how the FDA is going to respond to a city or a state flouting the law versus a busload of senior citizens. The FDA's William Hubbard.
Well, I can't project what action we may take, but certainly we're going to continue to warn public servants like Mayor Albano about the safety risk. And on commercial operations like CanRx, we're going to continue, I hope, to use our enforcement action to try to get them within the realm of the law.
Since adding Canadian drugs as an option on his city's health plan, the mayor has received hundreds of inquiries from cities across the country intrigued by the idea as a cost-cutting measure. Congress will grapple with the issue of whether to crack down on Canadian drug purchases when it reconvenes next week. In the meantime, Mayor Albano says he has no intention of backing down. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Springfield, Massachusetts.